And it's not right. Faith must be, the quality of faith has a contentment involved. In other words, whether you're not really concerned whether you live in a HDB flat or in a million-dollar condominium or in whatever area, although you would thank God for whatever area. See, faith praises and worship. But if you cannot praise and worship God because you're discontented, then there's something wrong about the quality of your faith. Thank God, He can give you the best, He can give you whatever. But it must not come because of greed and covetousness. There must be an inner contentment. That the most important thing in life is to have Jesus in our heart and to be safe and to have Almighty God. As long as there's food on the table, whatever kind of food, clothing to wear, some reasonable means of transportation, or at least finances for transportation, and a roof over your head that shelters you, whatever form it takes, there must be a contentment. We need to learn to be contented with what God has blessed us for. And praise and worship thanks God with contentment. The second quality is found in verse 15. Therefore, by Him let us continually. The praise and worship that comes from faith must be continuous. It's so continuous that it flows from our lips all the time, non-stop. It is not that sometimes you praise, sometimes you don't praise God. You know, it should be sometimes hallelujah, sometimes praise the Lord, but all the time singing glory to God. For some people, it's sometimes hallelujah, sometimes, what's wrong here? The rest of the time, I don't know why it's this way. No, we should be continually praising God. That's the quality of faith. It is continuous. Verse 16. It is sacrificial. It's sacrificial. The praise and worship is from a sacrifice. From contentment means you're looking back at all those things that God has done. Sacrificial is you're looking forward to all those good things. And saying, God, you've done so much, been so good. And like David, you said, I will not give God something that costs me nothing. And when he worshipped God, he says, he was given the few free, and he said, I will not. It has no meaning if it didn't cost me something to worship God. Yet there are different areas and different degrees. When we talk about tithes and offering or bringing to God an offering, there are three levels that people can give. The first level is you give because of a need. You give because either you see that person has a need, or you see a project has a need, or you're moved by a need. That is good, that is charitable. You can give out of the need. You can be moved out of the need. But some people get taken advantage of because when a preacher tells sob stories, then they give more. So the sobbier the story, the more they give, and they will produce more sobby preachers. And so some people just are moved that way. If they don't see any need, they don't want to give. They're moved by it. They're not planned people. And they will produce funny people. And in other words, they are inculcating a condition which immature people will take advantage of. And then secondly, there is a second level. You learn to give sacrificially. It costs you something. It hurts when you give. But you know It's because you believe God and you're a person who believes in the principles and the promises and the laws of God. And so you give. You give even though it costs you something. It hurts. But that's not good enough still. You must press on. And you give. Like Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9. Until there is a cheer in your heart. You don't just give because of a need. You don't just give until it hurts. But you give until it tickles. You say, but when will I reach that stage? When something on your inside dies, then it will happen. Why do we feel the pinch or the hurt when we have to give? Because we are still not fully dead. But the day comes when you give and you give and that I person on your inside dies. Boom. And one day you give, you say, hey, why there's no more pain on the inside? Why doesn't it hurt? And you put a microscope right in and look. They're having a funeral service down there. But as you look carefully, there's somebody coming up on your inside. Jesus is coming alive. And this time when you give, there's a joy that comes. A bubbly joy. And Paul is talking about that level. He says, do not give out need or necessity. But he says, God loves a cheerful giver. And that is why we need to move into not just a sacrifice, but a sacrifice of praise. In other words, you worship and you have pleasure in it. That's the highest level of praise and worship. You take pleasure in it. And so faith speaks. And faith rest, and we realize that faith obeys and faith praise and worship God. Let's go to God in prayer. Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your precious word of faith. We thank you, O God, that you establish our hearts to be a people of faith. But Lord, there's so many people claiming to have faith. But as we check our faith with what the word says is true faith, we know, oh God, that true faith has special qualities. And we pray, oh God, that if there be any single one of us whose faith is not like the quality of faith, not like pure gold, but their faith is adulterated gold, impure, mixed with other alloys, we pray that the word of God would penetrate the hearts and lives so that we understand that the goal of faith we bring to God must be pure gold, tested and tried in a fire. And that will be the faith that pleases God. And that will overcome the world. And that will do the impossible. And that will bring revival to this planet Earth. The faith of the living God flowing through our very blood and cells. Thank you for your presence, Lord, in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let's all rise together and sing that song. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. All I ask is to be like Him. To be like Jesus. All I am. like me. Those of you who need ministry will minister to you on the right side of the auditorium here. And please do allow the pastors and ministers who are with me to pray together with me for you too on the right side there. It's the same spirit of faith, and they are ministers together with me here. And just line up and they will be ministering to you even immediately right now on the right side of the auditorium. Praise God. God bless you. And see you next week. Let's give Jesus a good clap offering.